Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's time for quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with T. Frank Carr, my good buddy. Are you ready to talk some Penn State football, T. Frank?
Always. It's what I do. Let's do this.
All right. Let's do it. In fact, I'll tell you what. I got to give you a quick update, T. Frank. I keep getting several of our listeners have been asking about you, saying they love the segment. They love your scouting reports. They can't get enough of it, which is fantastic to hear. I don't want you to get too big-headed about it, but so far
you're ahead. I already had that part down. Don't worry about it. I already had a big head.
Okay, so now what you got to remember, though, the expectation level is very high. Do not disappoint us.
Okay, got it. Got it.
All right. This week, interesting conversation. We've been all over Drew Aller, the new recruit, the big arm quarterback from Ohio coming in. And I hope folks haven't forgotten about Bo Perbula, the quarterback from York Central that we were all excited about a year ago when he committed to Penn State. And I know that you and your latest video, which, by the way, we have a link to on our app and on our website, so folks, you want to go see that for sure. When you're talking about a video on a just a verbal podcast audio side, you want to go and see the actual video itself. But T. Frank, you got to see there's been some recent video that Bo Perbula has released. It was just the shorts and t-shirt throwing on the field, no coverage or any of that. But you still did learn a few things, didn't you?
Yeah, and the important context is obviously he's releasing this, so this is only going to be the good plays. But what we can see from it are, I think, a couple of important areas of development that I kind of keyed on when I did my evaluation of him last winter after his 2020 season. And one of the things that stuck out to me the most is that physically he's developing. So that was one area that I thought he had a ton of room to grow and I was excited to see happen over time, is that he's got a great frame. And when people compare him to Trace McSorley and all of those things, he is physically going to be better in the long run than Trace McSorley as far as being a big, strong quarterback. And he's already down that road. Looks like he's been putting a lot of work in the weight room. So that was the first thing that stuck out to me. And that's going to lead to a lot of good things in his running game and as a passer.
And I'll tell you what, I heard the comparisons to Trace McSorley before I actually even saw Bo Perbula on film. And my first reaction is, well, wait a minute. He's a pretty big guy in comparison to Trace McSorley. But one of the things that I found interesting was you talked about not just straight physical development, but physical development of his lower half. Tell us why that's so important for a quarterback.
So it's important for every athlete. And this is something that's going to come up in the podcast that's coming out that came out yesterday. And that is just your physical development in the lower half of your body is the key to your athletic potential. And being able to stay mobile and loose while adding strength. Because a lot of times what happens is, guys, you've heard of being muscle bound before, where all you do is lift weights, all you do is run in a straight line, and you don't develop the flexibility and mobility to use that athleticism to run in every direction. And Perbula seemingly has done that. Some of his off-platform throws are really impressive to watch, the way he can flip his hips and run, the way he can flip his hips and throw the football. All of that is the hallmark of a great athlete, but also a quarterback with quick feet and a quarterback that is a dynamic presence in the pocket. But it translates to every athlete in every sport, but football especially. You have to be explosive, violently explosive in any direction that you're running, and he's got the hallmarks of being able to do that, and he's retained that so far while adding mass to his lower body. And again, that's where your power and your drive comes from if you're going to be a quarterback throwing the football down the field. And that's another huge bonus to getting stronger in your lower half.
I think we often talk about running backs and strengthening their lower halves. Saquon Barkley was famous for that, and we're seeing it. And then we saw Journey Brown and Miles Sanders, and we saw that similar. But with a quarterback, it's a little bit different. They need that strength in the lower half, but as you said, it's also about the flexibility. And you talk a lot in your podcast and video about that hip movement also, that they have to be flexible at the hips.
Yeah, and that's one area where I think he excels as far as... Now, he released a video recently of where he was at Elite 11, and there was a little more of what we saw last year as far as some off-target throws in the intermediate area. But for the most part, his RPO footwork, and this is a really hard thing for quarterbacks to do sometimes, where you're at the mesh point. You know, when you see the running back and the quarterback coming together at the handoff point, and all of a sudden the quarterback pulls the ball and then he throws it. That footwork is really hard for some people if you don't have quick feet. And Prabula has like his hips and his feet and all those things. He can flip and he can throw quickly. And that stuff, if you can do that accurately, that's what leads to easy yards, because the idea of the RPO is we're going to draw in the linebackers because it's a run until it isn't. So then you've got a slant or a post or something behind it. And if you can hit the receiver accurately, you just got 8 to 10 yards on the throw. And then if the receiver breaks a tackle in one-on-one, you have however many touchdown, 20, 30 yards. So if you can be consistently accurate on those plays, you open up just a world of easy yards for your offense. You become really hard to defend. The quarterback being consistently accurate on those is something that we haven't seen. Trace McSorley had some issues with it when it came to consistently getting his feet in the right position and not rushing that part, because it's so open and it's so exciting. You've got to work through it first and then deliver the football on time and accurately. And it's something that I think Prabula excels at. And it's not the easiest thing in the world, despite it being a wide open pass.
You know, what was interesting to me is I've understood and talked about when the quarterback's on the run and squaring his hips, and we're going to hit that on that point. But you brought up the RPO, and I had never thought about that, and you showed it in the video where Prabula, you know, faking the handoff and then making the throw with the RPO. As much as we as fans have been watching that in the Penn State offense for so long, I don't think a lot of us realize just how important that part of it was. You mentioned Trace McSorley. Can you compare for me Bo Prabula doing that versus Trace McSorley versus Sean Clifford?
Yeah, it's a spectrum, right? And really, it's an unknown with Prabula at this point, but it was about consistency with Trace. And this is something he talked about his senior year before, you know, going into the 2018 season, I think, was his senior year, of like being accurate and being consistent with his footwork on all the little things every time. And he wasn't, but he was generally accurate. And then when you have Sean Clifford, I think as long as the rhythm of the play is uninterrupted, he is supremely accurate on those plays. And that's where you have the differentiation of when things break down. Trace was the better player at elevating the players around him and the game, and that's where you have a guy like Clifford that struggles with once the plan falls apart, what are you able to do after that? It's inconsistent with Clifford. But these RPO footwork things, they're much more about timing and rhythm and accuracy and just kind of the mechanics of it. And I think if you were to rank them as far as abilities, I still, Prabula is an unknown to me. His potential is to be the best, but I would say that Clifford was slightly better so far over his career over Trace in just that one very narrow specific part of the game.
That's very interesting, and not, I think, the answer most Penn State fans would expect. Let's go to another aspect that you talked about in the video, T. Frank, and that is the ability to throw on the run. Now, this is one thing where, you know, you compare it to, with the comparisons to Trace McSorley, I think are a great compliment, because I thought one of the great things Trace McSorley did when he would be on the run, he would always keep his eyes up looking for the pass, and that's where big plays happened. How does Bo Prabula do throwing on the run?
So this is, a lot of this has to do more with his tape last year than it does of the plays that he put on tape throwing against nobody in particular, because you can only simulate it. This is one of the parts of the game where you really can't replicate pressure in your face. And it just because it's not a completed pass doesn't mean it's not a good decision or it's not a good throw. So there were some really great throws that the receiver, just as a high school receiver, he's not going to be able to get to that point. And Prabula at least put it on his frame. And then there are some plays where he's rolling to his left, he's throwing sort of off balance, but he gets his hips around in time, and they're just phenomenal. And they utilize that a lot in the offense, and that's one of the things I enjoyed about watching the offense he was operating in, is they were rolling him out, they were moving him a lot, and giving him the choice to throw or to run, and I thought, based on what I was seeing, he was making the right decision a lot of times. And that mobile accuracy, I think, is going to play really well at the next level, because it's when you see it and it's a consistent, repeatable thing, to me that's a talent more so than you're scrambling around, you don't know what you're doing, and then you get lucky because you just broke down the defense by running around for long enough that you just can't cover that long. To me, it was a plan that was executed multiple times.
When you do escape, it's not then just, like you said, because the defense broke down because you escaped. There's also techniques from the quarterback who has to both square his shoulders and his hips and point towards the target to make that throw, right?
Yes, and that is the technique of it, and that's how you should do it, is you always want to make sure that you don't throw across your body momentum and all those things. Sometimes you can't get completely square, and this is, again, where it becomes a talent for Prabula, is that even when he can't get completely square or he can't get into the right throwing position, he found a way to get an accurate ball down the field. This is where you then have to separate your lower body from your upper body and make sure that if you're going to do that, you're going to do it in a way, again, that's a conscious choice and repeatable. I just really like the way he throws on the run, because he's able to do a couple of different things, but he does, in the end, revert mostly to proper mechanics and fundamentals of throwing when he has the time.
Final thought in our last half minute or so on the video that was released. Again, shorts and T-shirts, no defense. What's the final thought that a fan should know about Bo Prabula based on that video?
Be encouraged, and know that it's always a growing process. It's always an evaluation process. It's not a finished product. And as much as you like looking, that the point of the video is to look for the little things you can learn from a guy giving you what you want to see versus just being happy that every throw or almost every throw is completed. It's looking for the little things and the little progressions up close that give you the keys of what's actually going on and why they're doing that.
All right. Thank you so much, T. Frank. We're all excited about both Drew Aller and Bo Prabula. Can't wait to see their senior seasons and then their time at Penn State. That is it for this edition of the show. Thank you all for tuning in, and join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.